Good evening, anglers. Welcome to Hooked on Fly Fishing. I'm Colin Shepherd, and it's Friday, the 15th of March. Hooked on Fly Fishing is proudly supported by Rod and Reel Tackle Newmarket. They have the biggest range of fly fishing and fly tying gear in New Zealand. Now, the staff at Rod and Reel will help you choose that gear. More importantly, they will show you how to use it. Have a look at their website, rodandreel.co.nz. Now, on tonight's show, we have some fly fishing news. Met Service has provided us with accurate weather forecasts. We check out some river flows and levels with Waikato Regional Council, Bay of Plenty Regional Council and Genesis Energy. Our freshwater reporters check in, and tonight we're going to concentrate on the Waikato region, the Rotorua region and the Taumarunui rivers. And as always, we'll finish with the fly fishing tip of the week. Some fly fishing news. The moon phases. The next full moon is on the 21st. A full moon occurs when the apparent longitudes of the moon and sun differ by 180 degrees. At this time, 100% of the moon's visible surface is illuminated. What does it mean? Well, around the time of the full moon, fish are sluggish and less likely to strike at your choice of fly. Now, you still go fishing, of course you do. You just put in more time and effort. Remember the saying, new moon, fisherman's favourite. Full moon, fisherman's folly. Hamilton Anglers Club will be holding a kids' fishing day on the 31st of March. And it's at Lake Te Kutu, commonly known as Cambridge Lake, starting at 9 a.m. Now, this event is for kids under 12. Children can learn how to catch fish and use a fishing rod. Kids need a parent or a supervisor present, but there will be club members and staff on hand to help out. Now, there will be some fishing products and rods there, so you can still have a go if you don't have gear of your own. Now, all children need a fishing licence, but the good news is those licences are free. So it's March 31st, Lake Te Kutu, commonly known as Cambridge Lake. Well done to Hamilton Anglers Club. Fish and Game has been informed that the Arapuni Dam will be shutting down the powers on April the 11th. Anglers should avoid the Arapuni spillway as it will be taken the full flow of the river during the shutdown. Anglers need to be cautious during the shutdown and expect rapidly changing and potentially dangerous conditions in and around the Arapuni spillway. That's April 11th, remember that. The Hooked on Fly Fishing radio show is on the internet. How do you find it? Real easy. Just go to the website, planetaudio.org.nz/hookedonflyfishing. You can listen at a time that suits you. And there are also archived interviews with fishing experts. planetaudio.org.nz/hookedonflyfishing. Now, if you have any news about upcoming fly fishing events, fishing reports, or any comment about fly fishing, you can contact the Hooked on Fly Fishing radio show by emailing me, Colin, on col.pam@xtra.co.nz. That is col.pam@xtra.co.nz. Right, let's look at some weather with Met Service. Let's start with the Auckland Marine Forecast for those saltwater fly fishers. The situation. A ridge of high pressure over the North Island persists through the forecast period. Now, Manukau Harbour, Saturday. Variable 5 knots. Southwest 10 knots, developing for a time in the afternoon. Sea slight, partly cloudy, chance of morning showers. For Waitemata Harbour, the Hauraki Gulf and the area from Bream Head to Cape Colville, Saturday. Easing to variable 5 knots in the morning. Northerly, 10 knots developing for a time in the afternoon. Sea slight, partly cloudy, chance of a morning shower. Now the outlook for Sunday, all areas. Easterly, 10 knots rising to 15 knots for a time in the afternoon about the outer Gulf. Cloudy periods, a few showers. Pretty good forecast for both harbours Saturday and Sunday. Met Service Waikato, if you're fishing in the Waikato region, Saturday, morning cloud, then fine for most areas. However, isolated afternoon and evening showers about the ranges, light winds. The Waikato region on Sunday, mostly cloudy and a few showers from afternoon, light winds. Rotorua, Saturday, patchy morning drizzle, then cloudy periods and isolated showers. Northeast breezes. Sunday in Rotorua, cloudy periods and a few showers from afternoon, light winds. If you're fishing in the Taupo region, your forecast for Saturday, morning cloud with patchy drizzle, then fine spells. However, isolated afternoon and evening showers, light winds. Sunday in Taupo, mostly cloudy and a few showers from afternoon, light winds. Now, if you're fishing the Taumanui region, Whakapapa Whanganui River, Saturday, morning cloud with patchy drizzle, then fine spells. However, isolated afternoon and evening showers, light winds. Sunday in Taumanui, mostly cloudy and a few showers from afternoon, light winds. For our South Island listeners in the Canterbury Plains region, Saturday, rain. Possibly heavy in the south at first, then clearing during the afternoon and evening, but remaining cloudy. Light winds until a southerly change in the afternoon. Sunday on the Canterbury Plains, mostly cloudy, but fine spells in the afternoon, southerlies tending northeasterly in the morning. Thanks to Met Service for those reports. Let's look at some river levels. The Purnu River is 23 kilometres south of Tararua. It's currently at 7.7 metres and falling. It's flowing at 4.4 cubic metres per second. The Mangatutu River is at 0.94 of a metre and it's flowing at 1.04 of a cubic. It's low and clear. The Ohanamuri River, measured at Karangahake between Pairoa and Waihi, is at 11.7 metres and falling. It's flowing at a very low 1.4 cubic metres per second. It's low and warm. The Tauranga Taupo River at the southern end of Lake Taupo is at 0.15 of a metre, and that's down from 0.3 of a metre earlier in the week. The Waipa River, measured at Otiwa, is at 75.4 metres and falling. It's flowing at 2.2 cubic metres per second. It's low and slow for this river. The Ngongataha at State Highway 5 is at 1.53 cubic metres per second and the level is 0.69 of a metre. It's in good condition. The Whakapapa River is at 10.7 cumics, down from a high of 71. The Whanganui River, measured at Puriaka, is at 24.6 cubic metres per second, down from a high of 117. And the Tongariro at Turangi is at 21.5 cumics, down from 25 this week. All these rivers are expected to drop and clear over the weekend. Enjoy the fishing. Be careful when wading. Now, thanks to Waikato Regional Council, Bay of Plenty Regional Council and Genesis Energy for the information. Excellent real-time monitored websites. Thank you. Okay. Let's see if we can get hold of Craig Corwell in the Waikato region and talk about fly fishing. Back in a minute. listening to Hooked on Fly Fishing on Planet FM 104.6. Craig Corwell lives on the banks of the Puniu River. And for 11 years now, he's covered the Waikato region for the Hooked on Fly Fishing radio show. Craig is live on air with us now. Good evening, Craig.
Good evening, Colin.
How you well?
Well, yep.
Now, your phone is breaking up a bit. Can you move around somewhere or whereabouts?
Well, it shouldn't be. That might be... I'm not sure. Is that better?
It is a bit better, thank you. Yes. Now, what's happening down in the Waikato region, please? What have you heard?
Well, there is actually some water in the river. It was supposed to have rained today, and if you'd had automatic windscreen wipers, they may have come on once, and just a very light spit came over. So it hasn't rained since last weekend, I think. We had our real recovery here 2 weekends ago, and there were a lot of very, very nice trout caught. Some really nice rainbows up to about 3 pound, and a lot of browns. And the reports are in the last week on the Mangatutu and the Puniu, they're catching up to, say, 4 or 5 pound browns.
Gosh, that's great fish.
If you go above the Forobuhunga Bridge on the Mangatutu, and find your spots on the Puniu, the trout are there. There's the fishing is pretty good. They've been caught yesterday, the day before. When you're retired, you forget what day of the week it is.
Oh, okay.
I think it was the day before. actually, some caught on cicadas. Now the cicadas are quite a bit, or almost all together. So that was surprising, and they. On butterflies and it's a quarter one of piece of limitation, so just multiple colours and things like that.
Okay, just hold on, Craig. It's a very bad lineup. We've just about lost you. Are you outside or where are you?
No, right in next to our phone comes over the Wi-Fi, so it should be all right.
No, it's very bad. I might.
Can you hear me now?
We can hear you partly. Yeah, you go away for.
I'm not sure what's going on because we don't have a phone line. It comes from across the Wi-Fi. So if the reception's not that good, then it's in or somewhere.
Okay. Shall I try your new mobile? Have you got your mobile handy?
No.
You haven't.
I don't know where it is.
Okay. That's. Okay, well, we might have to wrap it up here. It's a very bad line at the moment. Okay, we'll try again for next week, all right?
Okay, mate.
Thank you, Craig. See ya. Bye. Okay, that's a shame. Bugger about that. Don't know what's happened there. Anyway, okay. What are we going to do now? Okay, we'll see if we can get hold of Bert Robinson in Rotorua. We'll have a quick break, and then we'll try Bert.
Filthy block of flats, trash was on the floor, a snake was in my nose, hinges off the doors. She took me in her room, I was big and span, fixed me up a drink, turned down all the lamps. The rain fell down. This strange great town, they build it up and let it all fall down. Feel like we're living in a battleground. Everybody's jazzed. Why do we live in this strange great town? The paint is peeling and the sky turned brown. The beggars are wankers every Thursday night. They just vomit on the ground. Great town.
You're listening to Hooked on Fly Fishing on Planet FM 104.6. Bert Robinson is a long-time Rotorua resident. He's an even longer-time Rotorua angler. He's an expert angler, I can tell you that. Don't worry about that. Good evening, Bert.
Evening, Colin.
How you all?
Hanging in there, yep.
Okay, now, I believe after we spoke on air last Friday, you had some good news about fishing to Rotorua rivers.
Yeah, we actually had rain come, a bit of rain, not much during the day, but certainly had quite a bit overnight, and a little bit worried that it might have been too much to kick the river out of being able to be fished easily, but it was just enough to put a wee bit of colour in the water, and boy, I tell you, there was... Those anglers that managed to make it on Saturday morning tended to do quite well, and right throughout the day, actually. And again, today we've had a nice drop of rain. Went a little bit earlier in the week. Not a lot of wind. And so it's looking really, really good for the Nongatoha tonight and tomorrow and possibly through to Sunday as well.
Okay. I looked at Bay of Plenty Regional Council website. I looked at the Nongatoha flows and levels, and it's looking ideal.
Yeah, it sure is. There was enough rain just to put a wee bit of colour in it. Now, one of the problems that particular river has at the moment is that one of the tributaries scoured out badly when we had the big floods back in July, and they still haven't been able to sort it out yet. So there's a lot of sort of raw cliffs of dirt and things like that on the edges. Just from the State Highway 5 side, you go up to the Lion Park, it's just up beyond there. A significant little part of spawning for up there too, but it certainly makes a difference if we get too much rain, and thankfully we haven't had too much at the moment.
Okay.
Utahina has been very, very hard fishing, but some quite good fish in the lower reaches, particularly around the opposite the Boys High area. Quite a few browns holding a nest and quite big ones. But the overall average being caught in the Utahina is between 5 and 6 pounds, which is not to be sneezed at, but good some fish. Of the trophy hunters are a little bit disappointed in the size.
Well, no, anywhere in the world that's a good fish, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And also on Friday night, I had people ring me to see how the fishing was going, and they reported in. This was after the call from you, and they'd been down to Awaho, been a particularly hot part of a couple of days, and they saw about 60 fish sitting off the mouth. So it's certainly, you know, it's all over the place at the moment. If you're at the right place at the right time, you can do really, really well.
That's right.
Lake Rotorua's temperature's dropped just over 2 degrees, so then it's sort of heading towards where fish will be starting to get stimulated to head up into the streams in bigger numbers, but Lake Rotorua is still quite high. But again, that has probably dropped the meter, and the fish, although the Whakatane Angler Club didn't do all that well with their competition as far as fish are caught, most of the fish are around about the 20-meter mark. That's just too warm above that point.
Okay, now it is good news, and the beauty about your place, Rotorua, you've got lakes and rivers within 40 minutes. You've got a tremendous amount of water to fish, haven't you?
Oh, absolutely, and if you want to, you can sneak over the hill just over into the Waikato region as well, and that's still within the 40-minute region, so there's heaps and heaps of opportunities. I went for a look down at today, first time I fished for a little while now. I snuck down to Akeri Falls.
Yes.
I hooked 10 pencils. Eight were pencils. One was probably a ruler, and the other one was pretty skinny too, but it was around the 45, 46 centimetre range.
Okay.
Yes. So once the two lake temperatures drop enough, you'll start getting fish moving into there pretty quickly. And it'll be worth a look down there as well. Now, water levels are very, very low. I think the gates are on 300, which is there's not much water coming through there at all, actually. And you can see the bottom easily, and it's crystal clear, which is even better.
Oh, lovely, isn't it? Yeah. Now, your forecast, you're getting You got showers coming tomorrow, I believe.
Yeah, well, I think there'll be a continuation right through tonight, by the look of it. We had showers overnight last night. We've had showers since sort of mid to late morning here.
Yeah.
In various places. And if it carries through into the till tomorrow, you should be having some pretty good fish up the Waitati, Nongataha, and probably the Utahina.
Okay.
So certainly any one of those three. The Utahina is one that you do need to spend some time on to learn. It's not open as Nongataha. And you can't really weight it like you can upper Waitati. So you're kind of restricted in areas where you can fish, but apparently dry fly fishing's been doing quite well there too.
Okay, very good. As I said, we've got heaps of options, and you've got patchy morning drizzle predicted for tomorrow, isolated showers, nothing heavy. It's still 25, 26 degrees for forecast, so pretty nice, really. So now's the time to get out there and get amongst them.
Absolutely. There's still plenty of crickets around. I've heard the occasional cicada, but not many, and still plenty of insect life, so if you want to slip the old dry fly and nymph combination on, that could be quite effective as well, and it's just a matter of getting out there and doing it.
Okay. What have you heard about Rurifakaitu bird? Anything out that way?
Yeah, there's a few people been out there in boats, mostly doing fishing in hard up against the weed beds as usual, but also some harling out in various places. So there's always some fish around that area. The numbers are starting to, I think the fish are becoming more mobile now, and so more fish are being caught. So Rurifakaitu is a good lake. Okaro is another one that's. It's a very deep lake, and the algae bloom restrictions on it have been lifted. So it's just a matter of getting out. But you've still got lakes like Rotowai, who were at the top temperatures up around 26.
Gosh.
Yeah, but it's a very shallow lake. It's got some holes in it, but the average would probably only be about 10 to 12 metres deep.
Okay, yes. Okay, very good. Now, still lots of anglers around bird, or?
Yeah, there's still a few. Most of them sort of hitting Nongi and that. I don't get to see a lot of them, but still boats around, fishing the long weekend. And, of course, we've got one more long weekend to come up. That's likely to be quite busy.
Well, you're talking Easter next month?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, end of April or something, isn't it? Yeah.
Not that far away.
A month or so. Yeah, that's really, it does come around bloody quick.
Time flies,
you're
having fun.
Yeah, it does come around very quick. Excellent. All right, now. Are you going to get a chance to get out this weekend, Bert?
Probably not.
Okay.
We'll see what happens, but yeah, probably not. But if I did, I'd probably look at the Nongataha.
Okay.
It's one of the easier rivers to fish. I'd still be looking at the stream mouse, pop into Awaho just to have a look, wander around out there. You spend half an hour wandering around, and if the fish are there, you'll find them.
Nice.
So there's just a matter of... Oh, and nighttime fishing, I'd maybe start looking at some of the liberation points, Rotowiri, Ruoto Bay, Oparu Bay, and areas like that.
Okay. Now, I saw something about Waitati stream mouth today or yesterday, so in the last 24 hours. Someone was down. Harvey Clark.
Oh, Harvey, yep.
Yeah, he was down there, and he said, I saw the schoolboy there, and I said, why aren't you at school today? And he had some excuse, I'm investigating water flows and geography of the bottom of a stream or somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
Basically, he was wagging school to go fishing. Apparently, he's down there all the time. That's the same kid.
It sounds very familiar.
And every day he's got a different story.
My younger days. It's a hell of a bug to get bitten, boy, because I tell you what, once it grabs you, yeah. It's a hard one to try and beat, if you ever decide you did want to beat.
It's all good fun, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Lovely to catch up. Now, Bert, you mentioned before people do ring you and ask you questions about the Rotorua region and fly fishing. How do they get hold of you, Bert?
0272896079. Just flick us a text or a call and I'll update you with as much information as I have.
Well, there's the offer, anglers. This is what Bert does. 0272896079. Give him a ring or text. Ask him about fly fishing in the Rotorua region. Bert, we do appreciate it. Enjoy the weekend. Thanks for talking to Hooked on Fly Fishing.
Not a problem. I'll catch up with you next week.
Thank you, Bert.
Thank you. See ya.
See ya. Mr. Bert Robinson. Okay, good work, Bert. Thank you. Bert Robinson, 027-289-6079. Ask him about fishing Rotorua. That's what he does. Okay, quick break. More fishing stuff. Hooked on Fly Fishing on Planet FM 104.6. Now, we've tried Mr. Caldwell again down in the Waikato region. In fact, he lives in Newman Road. Are you there, Craig?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, well, that sounds a little bit better, so we'll just see how we go. Now, where do we get up to? You said the Mangatutu's low and clear.
The Mangatutu's low. The Pindi is low again as well. They did get a little bit of water in them last weekend. But very little. I mean, the place is just dry as a bone. But a couple of young guys went up to earlier in midweek and caught some very nice browns, 3 to 4 pounders. They were fishing cicadas.
Yeah.
Which is a couple of cicada. And also we'll catch them on about 16 pheasant tails, you know, just various colours that have actually pinpoint what they were using. But and the Pernu got fished yesterday in the loop below our place, and they caught some browns as well. We had our real recovery retreat 2 weeks ago, and the guys caught some 3 pound rainbows, which is good for the penny.
Yeah, it's nice fish.
And number of browns. So, you know, the fishing hasn't really been affected too much by the hot, dry weather.
Okay, well, you remember the drought of 2008, how low everything got then. There was still fish caught, wasn't there?
Yeah, there still were. Mm.
Now you're
we're down to about that level now.
Okay.
I'm not sure what the water temperature is. You know, the water temperature's right up there. we did have a spill, since we had a spill upstream about 3 weeks ago, when notified the National Council, and they were very good, came out next straight away, but the water had cleared a little bit. If anybody's out in the river and you see something unusual in the river, the best thing to do is to take a water sample and then put it into a chili bin, keep it cold, ring the the regional council, and let them know where it is, and get the water sample. They will even, if you're in the Waikato, they'll come pick it up, and they'll get it tested. They take it very, very seriously. We notified Fish and Game, and Adam Daniels was on his way out here, just in case the regional council couldn't get here.
Yes.
It was very on the morning before. A neighbour had taken her horses down the river to have a drink, and she wouldn't let them drink out of the river. Unfortunately, it had cleared by the next morning, so they didn't find anything unusual. Wendy, that's how I learned about it. It was about 3 o'clock the day before.
So if you see anything unusual in the river that you don't like, maybe a milk spill or an effluent spill, take a sample and just, you know, empty your water bottle out and fill it up. Keep it chilled and ring the regional council. I've got an 0800 number that's manned 24 hours a day, and they take it very seriously.
Well, that's good that they do, because we need to keep an eye on things like that. Yeah, well done.
Yep.
Yeah, good skills. Now, Lake Arapuni fishing competition is on this weekend, starts tomorrow at 6 a.m. Have you fished Arapuni recently, Craig? What have you heard about the
No, I haven't. I'm not a great fan of lake fishing, unless it's like winter and we're on Moraitai and the temperature's about 5 below zero and it's freezing cold. And you fish the same. But this fishing competition, they fish deep. They either fish with, they either jig it or they lead line it. It's not a fly fishing competition at all at this time of the year, because the lake temperature is probably sitting at 22 or 23 degrees.
Yeah.
So, you know, the fish aren't going to be up near the depths. They're going to be right down, right deep. So, you know, the guys are, they've got their depth sound. They know where all the holes are, and that's what they're targeting.
Okay, you got to dredge the bottom, eh?
Yeah, you got to dredge the bottom.
Because the lakes are too warm at the moment. Yeah.
We tried it 1 year, remember? We thought we were going to show these bloody jiggers how to fly the lake, and nothing happened.
Well, we can't get down deep enough with a fly.
No, that's dead right.
That's true.
If you fish them in the middle of winter, you know, the especially the browns are up in the weed beds, and that's the time to fish those lakes.
Yeah. Remember that time we went up above that dam where you used to work, up that stream?
The Waipapa.
Waipapa
River. Yeah, the Waipapa River.
Shit, it was cold.
And Wendy didn't, it was a nice day and Wendy didn't take a jacket.
Shit, it was cold.
Well,
the sun doesn't get
it
in
only
there.
Has to be at 18 degrees and you've seen cold, but man, it was cold.
But the sun doesn't get in there in winter, does it?
No, it doesn't, does it? No.
Shit.
You got to remember, if you fish those little streams in the winter, you know, and you think it's a nice day, just be prepared, because it's cold when you get up there out of the sunshine.
But it was good fishing, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, good, yeah.
I'd love to do that again.
That's under, you know, even we stopped one night at the Waipara Reserve on Lake Karapiro on Hora Hora Road.
Yeah.
And it's a little river, and if you go down to the boat ramp, and you can, you know, like an intermediate line out and say at night time, and the fish sit there, because that little stream comes out. It's like the two-mile stream comes into Arapuni.
Yep.
The water's cold, the fish sit there. It's like the delta at Tongariro, you know. They sit there and just wait, and you just, you know, cast out, and there's a lot of good fish caught up there.
Yeah. Now, Craig, we're going to have to go. You're breaking up quite badly again. We're only getting about every third or fourth word. How do you got a contact? You got a website?
Yeah, it's trouthaven.co.nz.
Trouthaven.co.nz. Craig, we'll try again next Friday and see if we can get a better line again.
Very good.
Thank you, Craig.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
See ya. Okay, Mr. Craig Kaur, I hope we got most of that. Okay, we'll have a quick break and then see if we can get hold of Peter Scott to talk about Te Whanganui.
You're awful bright, you're awful smart. I must admit, you broke my heart. The awful truth, it's really sad. I must admit, I was awful bad. While lovers laugh and music plays, I stumble by and I hide my pain. The lamps are lit, the moon is gone, I think I crossed the
Centre, hooked on fly fishing on Planet FM 104.6. Peter Scott is New Zealand's most capped fly fisherman. He has represented New Zealand in many competitions internationally. Peter has left his beloved Auckland and now lives on the banks of the Whanganui River. And that's exactly why we want to talk to him. Good evening, Peter.
Good evening, Colin. Good evening, listeners.
Are you well?
Yes, very good.
Okay, now I'm looking at Genesis Energy and I noticed that the Whakapapa and the Whanganui had big spikes early in the week, but they've now dropped back to normal levels. How's the river's condition? Is it good, Nick, or what's happening?
Yes, I fished it today.
What, Whanganui?
Yes.
Yes, and a good nick?
Yes, pretty good. I got some nice fish. I got busted off by a few good ones.
Okay. Now, were you nymphing?
My fall weight was a little bit outclassed a couple of times.
Were you nymphing your way upstream, or what were you doing?
I was nymphing. I was check nymphing today, yep.
Okay, and you were fishing with someone else?
I was fishing with Steve Grace.
I know Steve, excellent fly tyer, nice chap.
Yes, and he was fishing indicator nymph.
And how did he go?
Yeah, he was going well.
So
he got a beautiful brown, 4 or 5 pound, and got quite a few other fish.
Okay, now what sort of indicator and what sort of nymph did Steve fish with?
He was fishing with a piece of wool indicator.
Oh, okay, just yes.
And so not indicator fly like we do.
Okay.
And, but he was getting them mostly on a copper bead pheasant tail.
Okay.
One of his creations.
Okay. And what were you catching them on?
I took a couple of his flies when I saw how good they were working. But I didn't keep them too long. I busted both of those off. I was just using this peasant tail type nymph.
Okay. Now, whereabouts were the Whanganui's?
They had a little touch of red hot spot on them.
Okay, they like that, don't they?
Yeah.
Now, Whanganui's a huge river. Whereabouts were you fishing?
Because the river's closed for me.
Yes.
Because the Nationals are on the river in a couple of weekends' time.
Oh, I see. So where did you go?
So I'm not allowed to fish between Tamarunui, Ofonga, entrance, and the power station almost. Up to the weir, actually.
What, Piriaka?
Above the Piriaka weir, above the power station.
Okay.
So we went upstream above Kakahi.
Oh, I know where you are, up towards the confluence.
Yeah.
Oh, I know where you are. Yeah, I know Kakahi up towards the confluence. And did you go into the Whakapapa itself?
I fished the Whakapapa with Steve on Wednesday.
Oh, okay. Well, tell us about that, because that had a big spike, and now it's dropped right back, apparently.
Yeah, well, the Whanganui got to 170 in Q-max.
So yes.
At 50, you don't want to go crossing the water.
No.
So, I mean, it was normally at 17 to 20.
Yes.
And I had 117, so it was a reasonable spike, all right?
Yeah, that's right. How was the fishing in the Whakapapa?
It was good, yep. Still some big fish. Again, did I take my four weight? I think I did, and got out muscled a few times.
Okay.
So the few big fish I hooked into, I didn't actually net.
Okay. But plenty of fish.
Yeah, landed some quite reasonable, nice fish.
Okay. Did Steve fish the Whanganui itself, the bits that you're not allowed to fish?
No, I'm allowed to fish the Whanganui, but in the top part.
But
we both fished the Whakapapa, and then today we both fished the Whanganui.
Okay, very good. Yeah. Many anglers around?
No, I did meet one guy from Auckland, Paul Mason. He was down fishing. He'd come down to fish the Whanganui.
Yeah.
I met him at the RSA. Last night.
Yeah, nice dinners in there, aren't they?
Yep, it's a very good place to eat.
It is a big, I know. Me and Craig Caudle spent a lot of time in there. It's sometimes too long. Yeah.
And it's, very reasonable too, so.
Yeah, good meals, yeah. Okay, You going to fish on the weekend? You going up to Whakapapa again?
No, probably not. I'm actually too tired now.
Okay, fair enough. Okay, thanks for talking to Hooked on Fly Fishing, Pete. I'd like to talk to you in a couple of weeks' time.
Yep.
Maybe after the Nationals, and then we'll have a big catch-up then.
Yeah, because I think the weekend before I fished the... Oh, we were supposed to be fishing Annapurna. Yeah.
Okay.
So right. They drained all the water out of it.
Yeah, and you had to go to Rui for Kaitu or something.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, I've got to wrap it up. Thank you, Peter.
Okay, mate.
Catch you in a couple of weeks. Thank you.
Yeah, all the best.
Thank
Bye
you.
Now.
Bye. Okay. Just coming up towards the end of the show, we have just got time for the fly fishing tip of the week. The fly fishing tip of the week. One of the best pieces of fishing advice is to continuously change your location, your presentation, and your depth until you begin catching fish. In other words, mix it up until it works. Hooked on Fly Fishing is proudly supported by Rod and Reel Newmark. Have a look at their website, rodandreel.co.nz. We'll be back on air next Friday at 6 p.m. Until then, good.